we go.
Tonko, a New York Democrat, visited with school officials and students with the Ballston Spa High School robotics team Monday. The students were working together as part of a summer camp activity to program small robots to perform simple tasks such as following a line on the floor or moving around the perimeter of a table. Eighth grader Kate Wheeler is a member of the robotics team.
There's more than one way to measure to go forward, but to be exact, we measured in what's called rotations, which is how many times this wheel turns. So that was pretty accurate, and then you have to make sure you have an exact 90-degree turn, which we measured in seconds to do that. And so the object was just to stay outside of the square and go all the way around it.
Tonko announced a new piece of legislation he's introduced in the House of Representatives, known as the Educating Tomorrow's Engineers Act. Tonko, an engineer by trade and former president of the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, said the work being displayed by students at the Robotics Club was just one example of what he'd like to see in schools across the country.
Introduction of engineering materials, engineering hands-on opportunities, those moments are important, and that can spark the interest in a career path that can then strengthen our belief and our hope that will produce the engineers and scientists that we rightfully require.
The Educating Tomorrow's Engineers Act would require schools to integrate engineering into their baseline science educational curriculums. Congressman Tonko again.
We take the baseline science standards and we require that they include STEM. Engineering has been left out of that traditional standard approach. This will enable us to empower the whole process by requiring engineering curriculum to be developed as a baseline. And then states will be given the flexibility to further develop that.
States would be required to ensure engineering concepts are integrated into science standards, but a separate set of standards specifically for engineering would not be mandated. Under the bill, states would have access to federal funding through state assessment grants under the Federal Elementary and Secondary Education Act. Other federal assistance would be provided through the ESEA's Teacher and Principal Training and Recruitment Fund to support professional development and instructional materials. Tonko said he also hoped the bill would encourage private-public partnerships between industry and school districts. Cliff Annis, vice president of Glenville, New York-based Applied Robotics, said that he was impressed by the students.
And I'm watching all the things that are happening here, pretty exciting, because our company is an engineering-based company. And all the things, mechanisms and all this stuff, I says, if our people had the basis for that engineering experience, it's pretty exciting to see what's going on here.
Superintendent of the Ballston Spa Central School District, Joseph P. Dragoni, embraced the bill while surrounded by students and their robots.
It's a fabulous opportunity for us to embrace legislation that will continue to move this agenda and provide the best experiences for our students.
Tonko's Educating Tomorrow's Engineers Act is co-sponsored by Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Joseph Kennedy III, and a version has also been introduced in the Senate by New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.